Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As the country's retained firefighters prepare to go on strike from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, it has now emerged that those firefighters reliant on social protection are being refused their payments. There are approximately 2,000 retained firefighters across the country, and they have been engaged in rolling industrial action for the last 9 weeks as they seek better pay and conditions. As of tomorrow, they say the majority of fire stations will go dark and there will be only be internal communication between firefighters in life or death situations. Karen O'Loughlin is divisional organiser with the Public Administration and Community Division of SIPTU. She joins me now. How many people are you hearing so far have been denied their payments, Karen?
Well, right now it seems to be consistent across the majority of firefighters who are in the social protection system. At the moment, I estimate that to be about 550 who are supported by social protection. And in a wave over the last few days, the majority of those people have been contacted by their local offices to come in and renew their claim. And when they come in to renew their claim, then systematically they're being refused.
And when they're refused, are they being told because it is because they are not available for work full time or because they're engaged in industrial action, or what reason is given?
They're being told it's because they're engaged in industrial action. And there doesn't seem to be any understanding that their firefighter job is an if and when job. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're involved in industrial action doesn't impede anything else that they might be doing. And the social protection people are refusing to accept that.
Now, can we explain what you mean by if and when?
So there's no guarantee of work for firefighters outside of the 2 hours of drills and training that they do every week. Other than that, they just have to be available 24/7 to respond to calls when their beepers go off. So if the social protection people are putting them under pressure to take up other full-time work, then those employers are not releasing them for this work, so then they have to leave the retained service. And given that our dispute is about the fact that we can't recruit and retain people, it seems really counterproductive to me.
Can you remind us as well, please, of the very specific circumstances under which you can become a retained firefighter? I mean, you have to live very close to the station for a start.
Yeah, well, firstly, you have to train to the very same level as a full-time firefighter. You have to live within 2.5 kilometres of the station. You have to be within a 5-minute response time at any time. So that means you have to work within a 5-minute response time of the station. And given that stations tend to be in towns and villages, I mean, this is the most expensive place for people to live. So, you know, like 40 years ago when the system was designed, employers were a bit more benevolent. It was easier to let people go, but employers just don't want to do it anymore, including the local authorities. Local authorities have stopped hiring people who are in the retained service many years ago. Only 7% now of retained firefighters have other jobs with the local authorities, okay. And that needs to change as well.
So really is a very specific set of circumstances under which anybody would be able to work, with an awful lot of indulgence from an employer. So a very large number of our retained firefighters have no choice other than to avail of social protection payments.
Yeah, some of them have developed, you know, maybe self-employment pieces. But if you can't do that, your chances of getting full-time employment are very slim. So this is very difficult for everybody. But because this has come in a wave, I have no other option other than to believe that this is a deliberate plan by the government to try and break this strike. There's no other explanation for all of this to have happened at the same time.
Now, obviously, we went to the Department of Social Protection for comment on that to see if it was actually the case. We don't have any response from them, so we have no clarity on this. We can't say for certain that this is an attempt to break the strike. But it is the case, I presume you're saying, that an awful lot of people are placed in a very difficult situation now.
Yeah, but they're targeting the most vulnerable families, and that's unacceptable. At a time when people will be getting ready to get their children back to school, there's also a problem developed recently with the back to school allowance as well. So all of this is really underhanded and unacceptable tactics to target the most vulnerable group within the firefighter section. And they need to stop now, and the minister needs to clarify that this is not the intention and that people won't be targeted in this way.
You have been in touch with the minister. What has she been told of this?
Well, the minister's office responded very quickly, in fairness, with an acknowledgement of our problem, acknowledged that they had been in direct contact with other firefighters around the country as well on the same issue, and said they would come back to us to clarify the situation. So that was yesterday afternoon. So we haven't heard anything back yet, but we'll be on to them again today because we need this problem resolved. This is an actual bread and butter issue. If people are not going to get paid, they're not going to feed their families or get their children ready to go back to school in a few weeks.
It's also quite a health, a pressing health and safety concern, isn't it? Of our 200-odd fire stations around the country, how many are staffed entirely by retained firefighters?
Oh, well, there are 200, just over 200 retained stations. And then there's a handful of full-time stations. But that figure of 200, or just a 202 or something, they are the retained stations. Now, there's a handful of, okay, in the major cities like Dublin, Galway, Waterford, Limerick, etc., Cork, there are full-time services. And in some places, there might be a full-time service supported by the retained.
All right.
But there are about 200 locations where there are only retained services.
So it's not an exaggeration to say that outside of our major cities or urban centres, we are entirely dependent on a retained service, many of whom, or a quarter of that workforce, who's now very seriously out of pocket.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think that communities don't realise the level of difficulty with those retained stations, because some of those retained stations, they're not closed, but they look like they're open. But actually, if you call the fire brigade, they will turn out to the station, and often they can't leave the station because they don't have enough crew. So they have to wait for an appliance from the next town to be mobilised. So this is no comfort to you if your house is on fire, that you have four people sitting in the station anxious to get to you, and they can't because it's not safe for them to attend a fire. They risk their own lives and the lives of the public, because everybody on the appliance has a job to do. And if some of those people are missing, then you can't operate the appliance properly.
Indeed.
And a lot of people don't know that about the service.
Well, a point that was borne out by recent experience in Carlow, I think it was, wasn't it?
That's a terrible situation, yeah.
Absolutely desperate. So when this strike action commences tomorrow, what level of cover is actually available?
Well, right now, as we speak, 50% of stations are closed at any one time with rolling closures. Tomorrow, the communications will go dark, so there'll be no internal communications with the devices or with the firefighters. They will still, even in the middle of all of this, they will still turn out for life-threatening incidences to make sure that they can still protect their communities. But if the dispute remains unresolved by next week, then more stations will start to close.
Okay.
And that's a terrible situation for those firefighters to be in.
Now, as we say, we still don't have clarity on whether it is an action or a move that has been taken deliberately, or it is one that has just arisen by accident, that social protection payments would end up being docked by those who are withholding their labour in this strike tomorrow. But if that was to have been the case, if people were to have effectively been denied a form of payment upon which they are reliant to be retained firefighters, what's your understanding of what the law has to say about what the state is doing there?
Well, I think that that's a tricky piece, because the social protection offices have a lot of latitude themselves to decide whether they believe that you're genuinely seeking work or not. And I think there needs to be a direction from the Department of Social Protection around how retained firefighters are treated,
okay,
for activation and
so
for payments,
could be
if you
individual
want to keep them in the system.
It could be an individual unilateral decision on the part of individual social protection officers, is what you're saying. But if it was to emerge that this was an instruction, what do you think the law would have to say about that?
We haven't looked at that in any great detail just yet, because this problem has only just emerged. But if the decision is not overturned, and I don't believe it is random because it has come in a wave, but if it's not corrected, then we certainly will have to look at the legal position there.
Karen O'Loughlin, Divisional Organiser of SIPTU, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.